السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech so that they may understand what I say. رب زدني علما. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. I hope, inshallah, that you all are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So before we begin, I just wanted to wish you all a happy Islamic New Year. Alhamdulillah, we are in the new year of 1444, and that also means that it is the month of Muharram. So the Prophet encouraged everyone to increase in ibadah in this month, and also to fast on the 10th of Muharram, because it is the day of Ashura. So Ashura, inshallah, this year is going to fall tomorrow or Monday. So if you can, try to make the intention to fast, inshallah. It is also highly encouraged to fast either the day before or the day after. So the 9th and the 10th, which is Sunday and Monday, today and tomorrow. And if you're unable to do that, then inshallah, you can also fast the day of Ashura and then the day after Ashura. So that is going to be the 10th and the 11th, or Monday and Tuesday. So inshallah, we ask Allah to give us the tawfiq to make the intention and also to perform the fasts of these beautiful days, and inshallah to reward us for our intentions as well. So if you are able to try to fast either just on Monday, or if you can fast today and tomorrow, or tomorrow and then Tuesday, inshallah, and encourage your family and friends as well, give out the reminders. Inshallah, try to encourage others to increase in ibadah, and inshallah, we ask Allah to make it easy for all of us and reward us for our intentions. So with that, inshallah, I would now like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which, alhamdulillah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Baqarah last time. So we are going to start from ayah number 124, and then also 125, inshallah. So I'm first going to start with recitation. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans, inshallah, and follow along as we recite. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا وَاتَّخِذُوا مِنْ مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلًّى وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ أَنْ طَهِّرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ أَنْ طَهِّرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ الخائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So it's ayah number 124 and 125. So inshallah, before we go on to the analysis, we are going to continue with theory. And we did take a little bit of a detour when we started with the nun sakin rules. So inshallah, I'm just going to go back to the makharij that we were studying before. And then inshallah, we will come back to the other three nun sakin rules soon inshallah in one of the upcoming classes. So a quick review, what is makharij? Makharij is the exit point of a letter or the place where a letter kharaja, or it comes out. So makharij is from the Arabic word kharaja, which means to come out. So this is the exit point of a letter. So we have five general areas of makharij, which are the throat, the tongue, the nose, the lips, and then the empty part between the throat and the mouth. So these are the five general areas. We already covered the throat, hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. These are the letters that come from the throat, that have the makharij of the throat. And now inshallah, we are going to cover the letters that come from the tongue. So we already did quite a few letters. Majority of the letters do come from the tongue. And alhamdulillah, we have covered a lot of them. So today inshallah, we are going to learn a few more that also come from the tongue. So today we have three letters that have the same makharij. And these letters are the letters ta, dal, and ta. Okay? Ta, dal, and ta. So it's very important that we learn the makharij of these because they are incredibly similar to the other letters tha, dal, and la. Okay? They sound very similar and they look very similar as well. They are exactly the same except they have an extra dot. So they look similar and they sound similar, but they are not the same. And it's very important that we make sure that there is a difference when we are reading these two letters. Okay, so the makharij of the letters ta, dal, and ta is the tip of the tongue. Okay, so first we're just going to visualize where is the tip of our tongue. It is that pointed area right towards the front of our mouth where our tongue is a little bit tipped. Okay, so that is the tip of the tongue. And then the makharij of ta, dal, and ta comes from the top of the tip of the tongue. So first we take the tip of the tongue and then we go straight up to the top of the tip of our tongue. Okay, and then the makharij is going to be the top of the tip of the tongue touching the gum line of the upper two teeth. So very important, it is touching the gum line of the upper two teeth. So your tongue should come in contact with your gums. Okay, and that is the proper makharij of these letters. So inshallah, let us try to say the letter ta, and you can try to say it as well, and visualize exactly where your tongue is touching. So when I say ta, I can feel that the top of the tip of my tongue is touching the gums of my upper two teeth. Same thing for dal, I can feel that my top of the tip of the tongue is touching my gum line. And then also for ta as well. So all three of these letters have the top of the tip of the tongue touching the gum line of the upper two teeth. Okay, so that is the makharij for these letters. And when we say this, the tongue should be touching the gums of the teeth. Okay, the makharij is gum line, not the actual teeth. And I want to emphasize this because these letters are very similar again to tha, dal, and va. So you make sure that your tongue is not touching your teeth. And this is actually a very, very common mistake. So a lot of the times for ta, dal, and ta, the tongue will touch the teeth for a lot of people. And that is a very common mistake. And if you do this, then you are mixing up the makharij of two letters, which is going to make this incorrect pronunciation. So inshallah, very important that when you say ta, dal, and ta, your tongue should not touch the teeth. And the reason for this is that tha, tha, and la, the makharij for this is the tip of the tongue touching the upper two teeth. Okay, so one is the gum line of the upper two teeth, and then one is the actual teeth. So you can see that if you mix these two up, you are mixing up two makharij, and then your letters will sound very similar. So the goal of tajweed is that every single letter should be given its proper haq, should be given its proper right, and it is dhulm almost on the letters if we mix up these letters and we are incorrectly pronouncing them. So inshallah, we want to do our best to make sure that each letter is pronounced individually and that we are not mixing up the makharij of any two letters. So inshallah, one more time, we have ta, dal, and ta. Okay, and the other letters are tha, tha, and tha. So just a comparison, we have da and tha. So there is a difference. I hope you can hear that difference. And then we have dal and dal. So dal and dal. So there is a difference. I hope inshallah that you can hear that. Same thing for ta and tha. So there is a difference between these two letters. We don't want to mix them up. It's subtle. It's very easy to, you know, switch the makharij a little bit. But inshallah, we want to make sure that we are giving these letters its proper haq. So one more time, ta, dal, and ta. Okay, these are the letters that we are learning today. Some side notes, ta is also part of the permanently heavy letters. It is part of khussa daghtin qidh. These are the permanently heavy letters. And if we say the letter ta light, it will sound like a ta. So if I say ta and then I say ta, they have the same makharij. The only difference is that one is heavy and one is light. So again, we want to make sure that the ta is pronounced heavy. It's permanently heavy, meaning in any case, it will always be a heavy letter. So we want to make sure we don't drop this heaviness, otherwise it will sound like a ta. And again, we don't want to mix up two letters. We want to make sure that ta is individually pronounced the way that it is supposed to, and then ta is pronounced the way that it is supposed to. So very important to note, if you see the letter ta is going to be permanently heavy in every single case because it is part of khussa daghtin qidh, or the permanently heavy letters. One more thing, ta is also part of qalqala, it is qutub jad. These are the letters of qalqala. So when we stop on the letter ta with a sukun, there is going to be a slight bouncing sound. So you can hear that slight bouncing sound. We also have another letter that is part of Qalqala, and this is the letter Dal. So today we also learned the makharij of the letter Dal. It is also part of Qutub Jad. So you can hear that Jad. There is that the sound. There is that slight bouncing. So very important to note, Ta is part of the heavy letters. Ta has Qalqala and Dal also has Qalqala. Something to remember when we recite. And then also very important is that the difference between two makharij is that ta, dal, and ta are the top of the tip of the tongue, and then it also touches the gums of the upper two teeth. So not the actual teeth, just the gums. And inshallah, I want you to practice this on your own and make sure that when you are reciting these letters, your tongue is touching the gums and not the actual teeth. And then when you recite tha, dal, and tha, then it should touch the upper two teeth. So inshallah, we want to make sure that we are not mixing up these letters. So that is our theory for today. We just did the makharij. And inshallah, next week we can go on more to tha, dal, and la. Although I already did touch upon this a little bit, but inshallah, we will come back to this soon, inshallah. So with that, let us go on to the analysis of this lesson. Inshallah, we are going to start from ayah number 124. And then here we start with the word wa'idhibitala. So here we have the letter dhal. Dhal is from the tip of the tongue. So we don't want a za sound. So it is not wa'idhibitala, it is wa'idhibitala. So dha and za are two different sounds. Inshallah, this is also something that is quite common. So we want to make sure that we are pronouncing dha and za differently. So here, this is the word wa'idhibitala. We have the letter ba with a sukun. Ba is a letter of qalqala. It is part of qutub jad. So there is a slight bouncing sound. And then here there is a four count mud. You can see that wavy mud sign on the alif. So we are going to pull this for four counts. Wa'idhibitala. So pull this for four counts. And the word ibrahim, ba is qalqala, qutub jad. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. Ibrahima rabbuhu. So here on the Ibrahima, you can see that there is a small ya right after the ha. It is on top. So this is going to be a two count mud. So we are going to pull this for two counts. Ibrahima, pull this for two counts. Rabbuhu, ra in this case is heavy. Bikalimatin fa'atammahun. So we are resting upon this noon. Fa'atammahun. So rest upon this noon a little bit. Qala, qaf is heavy. Inni ja'iluka, this is a two-count mud, followed by the letter ayn, which is from the throat. Linnasi imama. Qala, so qaf is heavy. Wa min dhurriyati, so here we have the letter dhal. So again, this is not za, it is not wa min dhurriyati, it is wa min dhurriyati. So inshallah, I hope you can hear that difference between dhal and zal. So this is going to be dhurriyati, ra in this case is light. Qala, qaf is permanently heavy. Yanalu ahdi al-zalimin, so ayn is a letter of the throat. Al-zalimin, dha in this case is permanently heavy. And then this is also two count mud, zalimin. And then we are ending on a four count mud, ending with noon with tawassut. Wa'idh, so again this is the letter dhal. Ja'alna, ayn is from the throat. Lam is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this lam. Ja'alna al-bayta, again lam is a letter of tawassut. Mathabata lin-nasi wa amna, so here meem is a letter of tawassut, we are resting. Wa amna wattakhidhu min maqami, so here wattakhidhu, kha is permanently heavy. Min maqami, qaf is permanently heavy. Ibrahima, so again, ba is a letter of qalqala, there is that bouncing sound. Ra in this case is heavy. Ibrahima, this is a two count ya mad. Musalla, very important here, sad is permanently heavy. Musalla, and then the lam is light. So we don't want to say musalla, it is musalla. So sad is heavy, lam is light. So inshallah, we want to make sure that we make that switch. And then for wa'ahidana, ayn is from the throat. Dal that we learned today is a letter of qalqala, kutub jad. Dal, the makhalij for this is the top of the tip of the tongue touching the gum line of the upper two teeth. So again, it is not wa'ahidna, it is wa'ahidana. So there should be a sharp sound almost, and also a bouncing sound. Because dal is a letter of kutub jad, it is a letter of qalqala. And then for ahidana, so this is a four count mud because we see that mud sign on the noon. Ila, again, this is a four count mud because we see that mud sign on the alif. Ibrahim, ba is qalqala, ra is heavy. Hima is a two count mud. Wa isma'ila, so we are resting upon this scene. Antahira, ta is permanently heavy. We learned the makharij for this today is the top of the tip of the tongue touching the gum line. Tahira. So ha is light, ra again is heavy. So here we have heavy, light, heavy. Tahira. So we want to switch from the heavy ta to the light ha to the heavy ra. In this case, ra is heavy. Baytiya lit-ta'ifin. Ta in this case, ta in every case is heavy. It is part of ghusa daghtun qiv. This is also a four count med. Lit-ta'ifina. And then for wal-aakifin, lam is a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this lam. Wal-rukka'is sujood, ra in this case is heavy, ayn is from the throat. Rukka'is sujood, this is a four count mud, and then we are ending on the letter dal with a sukun. And dal, as we learned today, is a part of qutub jad, meaning it has qalqala, there is a slight bouncing sound. As-sujood. And you can hear that there is that slight bouncing sound. So just a quick recap of today. We did the makharij ta, dal, and ta. The makharij is the top of the tip of the tongue touching the gum line of the upper two teeth. So not the actual teeth, just the gum line. And then also ta is a heavy letter. It is part of ghusa daghtun qiv. Ta is part of kutub jad. It has qalqala as well. And then dal is also a letter of qalqala, so both ta and dal will have a slight bouncing sound when one of these letters has sukun. So inshallah, that is what we will cover for today, and it is now time for the tafsir portion of the class, so I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran everyone, inshallah I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.